This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 25. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Our reading comes from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Matthew 21, verse 5. See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. In Jesus' statements of blessing, often called the Beatitudes, in Matthew 5, 3-11, we read, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Today we equate meekness with being shy and timid, but the biblical concept of meekness is closer to gentleness. When a powerful person sets aside their power and acts humbly and gently for a better good, they are displaying meekness. Long ago, Zechariah prophesied about a king who would ride into Jerusalem on a donkey. This was quite unusual because a deliverer king would normally ride a horse as a symbol of power and victory. Jesus, however, came in gentleness, freeing his people from the grip of sin and death by humbling himself and dying on a cross. And then, in amazing and surprising power, he rose in victory over death and the grave. He did all of this for our sake, promising new, full life forever for all who believe in him. There's a time to use power for righteous reasons, and there's a time when it's better to serve with gentleness. Let's ask the Spirit to guide us in showing gentleness for Jesus' sake. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, teach us when to be strong and bold and when to be humble and gentle so that your kingdom and people may be built up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.